Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. I just heard from Jane. Thank you, Morgan. I was asking her this morning about the new Billie Eilish song. There was a short clip of the song on Instagram yesterday, which, you know, it sounds like a Billie Eilish song. It's beautiful. Her voice is lovely. And so I was hoping we'd have it this morning and we'd get to hear the whole thing. But we'll play it a little clip with the music news at 8 o'clock. The full-length song is coming out, according to Jane, at 4 p.m. So make sure you're here at the Alice so you can hear it in its entirety at that point.
Oh, it's going to debut on the Jane Show.
Yes, 4 p.m. is when it comes out. Maybe she's just hogging it, you know?
I wasn't trying to say that.
Yes, you were.
What? No, I wasn't.
You're nodding your head right now.
No, I'm not.
God. Are we live on Instagram still?
No, we're not.
Are we going live on Instagram pretty much every day now? In the morning?
We it's not for sure yet. I'm still working out all
the stuff.
Did
you do it this morning? Or
I did go this morning, and soon I'll talk to... I want to be able to go from different computers, too. It's just that every time I log out of Alice's on one account, on one device, it doesn't let me go back in because it's like, you know, it wants to verify, and I don't have the two-step authentication.
Oh, yeah,
that's a whole thing now. So
yeah, and so I have to call somebody.
So you've been throwing it on the Brittany boy.
Six digits. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, all right. About. So anyway, if you want to watch the first few minutes of the show, that little Lost 30 that we do, Brittany boy, BrynnyBoy.
It's up as a story right now. So.
Oh, excellent! So if you missed it, oh, it's amazing. It's us yawning and getting our coffee. You know, blah blah blah.
I'm learning graphics and stuff, like putting, you know, little pictures of you guys up before we go on, so we can get ready without people watching us, and then throwing up a radio.com little
like people can sit and wait. We wait for us to come on.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's fun.
It's actually a fun learning process for me. Learn something every day.
You do. I mean, every single day you tell me, hey, you want to check this out? This new thing I did. I'm always like, go ahead, genius. Let's hear it. What's the new thing? All right, let's look at the trash here. It's brought to you by Jenny Lamb, who is Mayor Breed's Educational Policy Advisor and the San Francisco Unified School District's Board of Education Commissioner. She is going to be on our show during Vinny's 7:30 news. And if you've got questions, yeah, just for a few minutes, I want to see if there's some. I assume that there is some, you know, uniform way that the school is here in San Francisco anyway is going to be addressed the school year, because I know it's just a CF across the country. Some places are going to try and go back. Some are doing pod learning. Some blah, 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 blah. So if you have questions about what this year is going to look like, you can certainly send them to us. We're going to have her on the phone right around 7:30 or so. So send, you can text it in 800-400-3697 or send it to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. All right. The coronavirus. You guys heard about that? It's a new thing.
Coronavirus.
So.
Nope. Nothing.
Oh, well, You know, I wouldn't worry too much about it. You know, just ask celebrities and just ask, you know, it's there are just so many crazy things being said,
right?
You know, just so many conspiracy theories and just, you know, people's opinions in general. And yay, social media makes it so that you got to sift through them all. And so, and people, no wonder people are confused. Like, oh, I like that person and here's what they said. So I'm going to back that. So, you know, people are psyched to have the NBA back.
Yes. When,
you know, so that's, it's great.
Starts today, everyone.
However, you know, you want to think everyone is taking it seriously. So this Michael Porter Jr. of the Denver Nuggets, he was on Snapchat. I'm just assuming they don't say whether he's in the bubble or not. I'm just assuming he is. Apparently the beer is flowing in the bubble. Good news. Oh, and by the way, the guys are calling it jail. And I thought, that is not jail. That is a choice you made to play the game that you love. And equating it to jail actually sort of burns people who are in jail.
I've had trouble dealing with some of the ways the guys have reacted to this. And maybe I'm hoping once they start playing, they'll all be glad they're there and we won't hear things like that. But I've heard stuff where I just think, I feel like most people have to make a lot of sacrifices to get to the level where they're at. And to me, this doesn't seem that extreme.
No.
Obviously, there's a worldwide pandemic. If you want to have a season, the only way that's going to safely happen is in this bubble. To me, especially since you're being paid very well to go there and play and do what it is you are good at, I don't know why it seems to be like 3 months is not the... Just, and you're in Disney World. There's the, you know,
you're getting your,
look, I understand people, there are people who've said, look, I don't want to be away from my wife and my kids. Okay. I do get all that. I do. Yeah.
Well,
but
you could say no, you could say, well, I'm not going to leave my wife.
Sure. You could do that. But you also, this is the way you afford the lifestyle you have. So, you know, the sacrifice is either don't have a season or have one and make the money that you're very well paid for what, I don't know.
You're preaching to the choir. I'm very much like, if you want to play this game that you've worked so hard to get to the level that you're at and, you know, we're going to have a shortened season. It's 3 months. Like you said, like this is till October.
If you're
at Disney World,
right? If they can keep it from,
right,
you know, someone from busting the bubble and spreading the thing, because just like baseball's questioning whether they're going to get through the season, if we start to see an outbreak, suddenly the season's in question.
Yeah, if coronavirus gets into the bubble, that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is really not about the Disney World situation and the bubble and all that, but Michael Porter Jr., he's a player for the Nuggets. This is the first I've ever heard of him. I don't know this guy. But he's on Snapchat warning people not to get too emotionally involved with the coronavirus because it's all being overblown. He said, personally, I think the coronavirus is being used, obviously, for a bigger agenda. It's being used for population control in just terms of being able to control the masses of people, not as in keeping the birth rate down.
Right.
He said, the whole world is being controlled. You're required to wear masks, and who knows what will happen when this vaccine comes out. You might have to have the vaccine in order to travel. Like, that would be crazy. There are places in this world you already need vaccines to go to. Michael says, this guy from the Nuggets, he says that he's never been vaccinated in his entire life. He's never had any shots in his entire life. Which is a little hard to believe. He played college basketball at Missouri. And according to the school's website, if you were born after 1956, you had to comply with the two-dose MMR immunization policy. That's the measles, mumps, rubella thing that we all get.
Well, unless, he wouldn't be the first good athlete that got special treatment. But I'm guessing that he doesn't. I don't know what to say about that.
I know. The Nuggets organization says Michael's entitled to his opinions.
Yeah, and he is.
Yes, aren't we all? There he is.
Oh, that's the guy?
He's number one, I guess. Yeah, it's the guy with, he's a guy with opinions, and I just thought, well.
Huh. Sometimes I don't recognize that guy at all.
No, me either.
Is he a white guy?
I don't know.
Because I was going to say, I could see, you know, with all the stuff that we've seen through Black Lives Matter, and I've certainly heard in one of my help groups, this black man stood up and he talked about his story and how the prejudice had made him so angry as a human that he couldn't function in life. Like, he was just mad all the time, and it was about being black. And it was really a heavy story to hear, but it was this guy's story was everything, and it got so conspiracy theory, is what I'm getting at, that there's no doubt that he didn't trust anything. And so I could see, if that was the case here, that this guy's story might just be an offshoot of that, where he feels like, well, governments are capable of anything. So
yeah, I'm experiencing it and have my whole life.
Right. So that's what I was thinking by saying that. And I don't.
Yeah,
and
I don't,
then you pulled
I,
up the
I,
picture and I
don't
can't.
Know.
It's too small and I can't tell.
Yeah.
And I don't know that guy.
I don't know.
Anyway.
We've lost another couple marriages to the coronavirus. Oh, God. It's breaking up people left and right. It's really sad.
Let's hear it. Who's done?
Well, where's Tracy. Oh, yeah. Where's your game over hat? Or game back on, I guess. Tracy Morgan and his wife, Megan Wallover, have broken up.
Oh.
Tracy told People magazine, sadly, after nearly 5 years of marriage, Megan and I are filing for divorce. This is a challenging time for all involved, so I ask that you please respect our privacy. I don't know what went wrong. Things seemed normal fairly recently. In April, he was joking that he'd spent the quarantine role-playing with Megan and getting her pregnant 3 times. That's
his move. I've heard
that's
him.
That's his running joke, yeah.
That is.
I got her pregnant 3 times. In May, he said he was happy to spend more quality time at home. He said, we're taking this time to get closer, loving more, being patient with each other. My life is always so busy. Now I get time to just be with my family. They have a 7-year-old daughter together, and he has 3 adult sons with his ex-wife, Sabina Morgan. These guys, Tracy and Megan, who are now on the rocks, they announced their engagement in 2012, and then they didn't wind up getting married until August of 2015, which is about 14 months after he almost died in that crash.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they went into the corona lockdown like, this is going to be great. We're going to get to spend time. I can actually finally take time off. A lot of people, this is forced time off, and it's time off they don't have to feel guilty about. There are so many people who are go, go, go and feel guilty when they're actually like enjoying their life.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess somewhere between May and now, it's over. They have they've broken up.
Wow.
Also,
I just think that's everyone's experiencing tension at home, or most
tough.
People anyway. Yeah, it is tough.
There you are. There they are again. It's like if you, especially God, imagine if Hooman had a girlfriend like at a studio, like just all in one room. Oy. At least it's, you know, some most people have like another room they can go into if they really have to. I'm just going to go sit in the bathroom. Clunk, knock, knock, knock. I need the bathroom. Okay. Go in the closet. Yeah. Right now. Dr. Dre and his wife are breaking up too. They married in 1996. They're listing the date of separation as March 27th, 2020, just a couple weeks after the lockdown. So it didn't take them long at all. They must have been angling this direction anyway. He is worth kajillions of dollars. I want to say he's worth, you know, pushing $1 billion. There it is, 800 million.
Last I checked, he was like 800, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, 800 million. Mm-hmm. So she'll be fine. You know, they were married a long time. He says there's a prenup.
Oh, so she may not be fine.
Well, maybe not, but I mean, he said, yeah, I'll give you spousal support. She didn't mention, which I guess she's the one who filed paperwork and did not mention the prenup at all. So maybe she forgot because it has been 24 years since they got married. But he was quick to bring that right up. So good luck to them.
Well, I can see that people, relationships in general, where people are busy and working and you see each other for a minute or two here and a minute or two there, things are fine. Soon as you're trapped in the house with these people and you don't have all your distractions, suddenly, oh yeah, we don't really get along and haven't for a long time.
And you're kind of driving me crazy.
Right.
And if you don't stop talking, I'm going to file for divorce. Because I would never resort to violence. I'm going to do this story because I found the video to be so like weirdly entertaining. You'll have to look for this. Kate Beckinsale, who's gorgeous. I mean, she's, you know, she's a beautiful English woman and she's, you know, skinny little thing, just like I like them. And she loves animals. And I guess she has a lot of pets. And somebody dropped off a bunny on her front door, like a bunny, a cage, in a cage with food. And there was also a basket of rose petals. So, you know, it could be like super creepy, or it could just be someone who's like, oh, she likes animals and I can't stand having pets, or, you know, whatever.
It's still creepy. You don't go to people's house and you don't give them animals without
them
saying yes.
Right.
No, that's super creepy.
But the thing is, so here's the bunny. It's already in the house. It's a cute bunny. Of course, she, you know, she doesn't blame the bunny. The bunny didn't give itself to her. Although maybe it did. You know, she's super hot. She's wearing this little outfit, which is, I mean, and this is just them hanging out at the house. They're not going out to like the MTV Video Music Awards or anything.
When you say them, you mean her and the bunny?
Her and the boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
You know, whoever she's hanging out with. Goody All Grace is the guy's name.
Don't know.
And he seems to be American.
Okay.
She's wearing thigh-high boots that she keeps on adjusting. She's got these little short shorts on. She's just, I mean, I'm like, wow. She is just putting it together there at the house.
So like, she's a Jane.
You would have thought, you know, sweatpants. Yeah, she is a Jane. Got to put it together. So she posted a series of videos to her Instagram stories about this bunny. The videos were filmed by her boyfriend, who they both seem very confused about this, the drop off of the bunny. She's been posting cute videos with her pets recently, so it's possible someone tried to just go, oh, here, take this pet. The bunny's name is Marvel. Kate was not psyched, though, as you might imagine. You know, thank you, but no thanks to the unsolicited gift of an animal. She said, please, however much someone loves animals, please never send an unsolicited pet to someone's house, especially anonymously, and especially on a boiling hot day where it could have been left outside to roast to death. We've found a loving home for Marvel without cats, but it was quite a shock, and I think pretty unsettling for Marvel, too. Appreciate so much the good wishes, but please, please don't send anyone an animal as a present or a joke or really at all. So, and
I'd
she swears a lot in the video.
Most people, and she's obviously a huge star. What?
There she is.
He's had it on. It's a full video, and I saw her boots, too. Amazing. Look at her go.
Oh, look at those legs. Ooh.
Nice. Yeah, most people, although we're well aware the internet has everyone's info, every single thing, and if you have access to the dark web, you probably even have more info on any celebrity or popular person, but they would like to believe that they have some privacy,
like it's when they're in their house, someone knows your address and has dropped
and
something
it.
Off on
right.
your porch.
Right, it's very alarming.
Wow.
So I can tell you that I'm sure underlying all that, what she's trying to say is, yes, you could find my house if you know how to,
but
please,
please don't,
do not right. find me. That's the one place. You know, I'll see you at the grocery store and happily, well, not shake anyone's hand anymore, but...
I'll give you a wave.
Whatever, but not at my house, please. Yeah, that is frightening. I can see why she was like, oh.
Well, it's not the bunny's fault. The bunny continues to be adorable, and they found it a good home, Vinny, so that's great news.
Good for them.
And we get to see her in her thigh highs. Like, who knew? I'm like, what is she? Anyway, it's a good look. What's coming up in the news?
Something, I'm going to protect you from something called woke fishing after this.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.